Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 Euro bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 Euro gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 Euro. Oder Mucki Sandwich Eis, je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 Euro. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Egypt, Mike. I reckon we're going to have our own version here on the internet right now.
Welcome to the incredible podcast of amazing awesomeness. With your other host, Mike Schramm, the Terpster.
Yes, hello everybody and welcome to the Incredible Podcast, Amazing Awesomeness. My name is Mike Schramm. I'm the senior editor of the Incredible Podcast, and that Terpster, I don't know if you noticed, was the same intro that we played last
same
week.
Same intro as last week, that's what yeah. I was thinking. I was thinking, yeah. Surely we must have had a new intro.
It needs more shouting, really.
That's what
it?
I thought. Yeah, there was no screamer, there was just a robot, as same as last time.
Yeah, last week I threw my own shouting in, but then this week I didn't jump in on that. I'm not sure. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it the same way that I did last
week.
Didn't feel
it this time?
Yeah.
Didn't feel it. That's strange.
The reason why we played the same intro as last week is because we don't have any more intros. So if anybody wants to send us an intro, you can just save it as an MP3 file and send it along to theshow@incrediblepodcast.com. Because we're out of intros right now. So if anybody wants to send us another one, we'll play that in there. All right, everybody's freaking out in the chat channel. Today on the show, we are thrilled to welcome, ladies and gentlemen, this is, I have to say, I feel like we've had some nice guests on the show before, Terpster.
We've had some lovely guests, Mike. We've had some amazing people.
But I don't know that any of them compare, in terms of the reaction that we're seeing on the internet, to the two gents that we happen to have on today.
I think they're very hot right now. I think. All right. Yeah, I think the
Yogg's guest is quite hot right now. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are thrilled to welcome to the Incredible Podcast. They are freaking out. There's caps everywhere in the chat channel. Ladies and gentlemen, Simon and Lewis from the Yogg's cast. How's it going, guys?
Woohoo! Yes! We are your gods. Hello.
Hello. How is everyone?
That's a nice voice you have there.
It's a very nice voice you have there.
It's funny. I mean,
oh God,
it's hilarious to hear. It's hilarious to hear you guys, because it's so funny. Because all your videos are is basically you guys talking, and so I only know you by your voice. I haven't even seen pictures or anything. I just know your voices. It's kind of funny.
You don't want to see what we look like.
Well, the thing is, exactly. Yeah, you finish each show with the cartoon drawing of what I assume is you two, and yeah, I feel like. Because, you know, I've been on the adventures with you, admittedly not with you, just on YouTube. And, you know,
spirit.
I feel exactly I feel like we're brothers from different mothers. You know, like we are brothers in arms. And yeah, it's quite weird because, you know, you guys are both here and you both sound quite surprisingly like you sound together. And it's weird. You know, it is kind of weird, for lack of a better.
All right. Vocabulary. Well, Sophie, before you turn everything weird, Terpster, Sophie says you both look lovely. So apparently, someone who knows what you look like says you both look great.
Well, we do vaguely resemble our Minecraft characters. I mean, Simon's kind of beardy and muscly, and I'm like a brunette with a bit of Riker beard action, maybe.
And your head is a big square, and your arms are blocky. Is that how that works?
He looks like Riker, basically.
He does, which is. How did you come about the characters? Like, was that just random, or was that custom made? How did it go?
Yeah,
it's just random, wasn't
it? What we decided we liked at the time, and then we kind of got stuck with them, didn't we?
Yeah. When it became famous, and when it all turned into a big deal, and there was actually a narrative in the series that developed, we realized that we were actually stuck as being a dwarf and Riker.
Captain Riker.
So, yeah.
All right, well, let's, before we get too far here, just in case there are people who don't know what the ArxCast is and who you guys are, in case you don't know, tell us a little bit about how you guys got started doing, how you got started making these videos and putting them up online. How did this all begin? You guys obviously know each other for quite a while, I assume.
Well, we've been doing this like for about 2.5 years now-ish. We met because we're both members of this online community, the Something Awful Forums, and we were in the same WoW guild.
So you met in World of Warcraft as well, just like Terpster and me.
Yeah.
It's the relationship maker.
Okay, go ahead. So, well, since this is a show partially about World of Warcraft, we're going to have to ask you your mains as well.
Well, I change mine quite regularly, and Simon quits quite regularly, so I'm not really, like, playing World of Warcraft at the moment.
But when you were...
Yeah. Give us a race class faction.
What did you last play?
Dwarf. Dwarf Hunter. That's kind of my main at the moment, Dwarf Hunter. Used to be a human paladin. Lewis?
I'm currently playing a gnome warrior.
Oh, good man.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, we were playing Rift the other day, and we were talking about what we're going to roll, like, on release. And basically, what did you say? You said you were going to be...
Female dwarf hunter. Marksman, ranger, bard.
Exactly the same as what you're playing in WoW.
Yeah. And I did the same. First thing I did is rolled a... Because you can't be a gnome. I was a dwarf warrior. But went down the same, like, with the soul tree, just picking out the same talents. Because I thought I might as well just play a nicer looking World of Warcraft. So that's why I went.
Yeah, I want to talk about Rift as well too, because I haven't even cracked it open yet. I know Terpster, you've been playing it, but what? So you were playing World of Warcraft, and then you just decided to make videos one day, or how did this all start?
Well, actually, it started because I enjoy watching like gaming videos on YouTube, and I saw that there were a lot of very terrible videos getting a lot of views, mostly like how-to boss guides. And so we put out some, because we were actually quite a high-end raiding guild back then, doing 25-man Sunwell stuff. And so we actually had some of the early kills. I mean, not like top 10, but top sort of 200, and it meant that we could get videos out that people would be interested in seeing. And we got sort of our initial subscriber boost from that, really, from sort of cheating a bit.
Yeah, because my first time I kind of encountered you guys was How to Flame Leviathan, just purely because I like to go to ride the whip. And that was it from there. That was I think, a great introduction to you guys as a entity.
Mm. It was amazing because we didn't tell anyone else in the raid that we were going to do that. So we just leapt on the Flame Leviathan and just started dancing.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
But I mean that's
to show obviously the content, but yeah.
And that's where I saw you too for the first time. I mean, did you ever make serious? I felt like it was a series that probably started out seriously as how to, and then you guys just sort of fell into just chatting about the game as you were playing. Or did you just mess around with it from the beginning?
No, we kicked off messing around from the beginning.
Really? All right.
I mean, the actual strategy was kind of incidental and to some degree, we've kept that, and to some degree, we've actually made helpful how-to guides. More recently, we've been a bit more helpful than we were previously because we're putting out other videos with, more of our commentary style linked to them instead. Because I kind of felt like we were trolling people a bit if we weren't a little bit helpful.
I don't know. People enjoy it. You guys just mess around, right?
Yeah, and I mean, we always do it in a slightly kind of humorous way anyway. It's not like we're putting out something that's 100% serious. We're never gonna put out something like that.
Yeah.
And you bounce. So the DPS go in this circle and remember to click on the light well in between phrases 3 and 4.
But I think that's actually kind of what is there. So
I think I saw that video actually 2 weeks ago, Terpster. I think I saw that online. Yeah.
Well, it's I'm still working on other stuff. Nice job. But there's only so many people wanting to find out about how to do five man. So
well, now you guys are doing the Minecraft videos, and those obviously are around everywhere. How did you get started with Minecraft? What talk a little bit about how you began in that.
Simon,
we started playing it a long time ago, and it was sort of our escape from doing other things. We would just mess around in Minecraft, and I'd stay up all night playing it single player, and Lewis would get angry and say, "Simon, where are you? What have you been doing all night?" And I'd say,
Come on, who is she?
What's her name? Why have you got lipstick on your collar? Why do you stink of perfume?
More like stink of pork.
Yeah. What is this stuff in your pocket?
Yeah, terrible. But did it start out as a how-to? It did, because, I mean, when I watched the first season of Minecraft, in the beginning, you guys were very much instructing me how to play the game. And so I kind of, you know, I thought, oh, this is really good. And then it kind of segued into a narrative adventure. Was that always the goal? Or was that just, did that just kind of come from, like, after two episodes, you thought, well, let's just start pissing around?
Well, I mean, what happened was that Notch took a very long time to get survival multiplayer working, and we'd had creative servers hosted in the past, and all it was we screwed around, we built something, eventually we got a little bit bored, everything got set on fire, and then there was TNT everywhere. Yeah. And I mean, that was pretty much the way it went, you know, night after night. And we decided, you know, when Notch does put in proper survival multiplayer with day-night cycles and baddies, like, I wasn't really very good at Minecraft, so I said, you know, Simon, you know, if you just show me what to do, that will be quite an interesting video for other people who don't know how to get started. Because there isn't really a proper tutorial with Minecraft, and there's sort of, I think there will be in the future. All you need to do is have a little window that pops up at the start saying, punch this tree. You know, because that's something which a lot of people
WASD,
don't get.
Surely.
But yeah, I mean, once we started doing it, I think we quite quickly realized that it was going to be just a very stale playthrough kind of thing, and we needed to do something a bit more creative. So, what did we do? We started programming, didn't we, Simon?
We started, the NPCs that people see in our videos. They're basically the result of months and months of work programming. Using our special artificial intelligence modules that we've created from scratch.
It's quite exceptional.
That's pretty unbelievable, I would say. Go ahead.
But instead of creating Skynet, we decided to use our powers for good rather than bad.
And create Old Peculiar.
Old Peculiar.
But surely in creating Old Peculiar, you may have inadvertently created Skynet. I'm pretty sure that's how those films went. Is you tried not to do it, but you ended up doing it. So
maybe it'll turn out that Israfel is actually Skynet.
Don't want to spoil season 3, but yeah.
Spoilers for season 3.
Everybody watching here, I'm sure, has like their favorite moments in the videos that they really enjoy. What are some of the most favorite things for you guys that you've done? Because it's hilarious. What makes it so hilarious is, like Terpster said, you feel like you're just sitting around and playing along with you guys. Like, it's literally just you guys. It feels like it's just you guys sitting there and having fun and exploring the world. What are some of the favorite things that you've seen pop up?
Diggy diggy hole.
Do you want to give us a little rendition?
Got to sing it, though.
The
say,
iTunes single is due out, Simon. So you're gonna have to.
We've done remixes, and they're quite impressive. Quite impressive work people have done on it. Have I got to do a little rendition of it? Oh God. Okay. I am a dwarf and I'm digging a hole. Diggy, diggy hole. I'm digging a hole.
Thank you.
Brilliant. And all proceeds go to charity. So please do buy the single, guys.
Too
it makes a big
funny.
Difference.
Sorry.
it's the Yogscraft charity of choice. It's all good.
What I mean, and that just is something that just comes out of you sitting there and playing, right? You guys just mess around.
The entire 10 episodes, well, sorry, 9 episodes of season 2 so far were recorded in a single 2-hour session. I was like,
really?
I turned the program on, the latest iteration of our AI we've developed, logged in.
Logged in, eh?
And then Simon logged in. And then we did 2.5 hours, and that was it. That literally, that pretty much was the whole session. So we didn't have any breaks. It wasn't recorded over the course of like 9 days or whatever. But
in front of the studio audience.
It does take a little while to edit together because we delayed slightly because it's better to put them out every day, I think. But also because we wanted to get nice lots of splash screens done and gauge like responses and stuff and also put in these cutscenes and do fancy things. So I don't think it would have been good to put out a whole 2 hour episode.
No, sure. No, it's nice chunks. It's good. You know, it's long enough and still at the same time not long enough, which is the way you want it.
Sorry.
Definitely. It works. I got an emails that apparently there's pills I can take, it'll fix it. So it's all
okay.
Good.
Okay. Fix that up.
Yeah. What are you ever going to do a feature length film?
Sorry, what? Who?
A feature length film. Is that ever going to be on the horizon?
Are we going to have a feature length film? Well, yeah. We have been contacted by James Cameron about producing something.
Good.
Would it be in 3D?
He wants to know how we're doing such advanced like animation AI. Techniques.
AI. He wants us to work on Avatar 2. Mm. Basically.
Yeah, so it might delay season 3 a little bit then.
Yes.
And I'm going to show my ignorance. These Minecraft videos, some of them are just maps that other people have made, right? That you just load up and play through?
Oh, well, we did a lot of filler between seasons. Because while we were working on our teledildonics, is what it's called. Our AI.
Sure.
While we were working
technology.
On that, we had to kind of use some other people's like stuff. So yeah, we looked at some other custom apps that people have made, and we're going to do that as well as kind of filler between when we're, you know, working on the next iteration of our AI.
Cool.
That works though. I mean, my favorite was probably the Survival Island. I thought that one again, just in terms of it had enough episodes that you kind of got into it, whereas the Escape one was good, but it was only two or one and a bit really. And
Lewis. Blew it up.
Exactly. Yeah. Ruined it.
I nearly swore. Yeah. I know we're allowed to swear, but I think it's just, you know, it brings the tone down a bit, doesn't it, Lewis?
Yes.
Mm. We have to be careful.
But yeah, Survival Island
the
works.
Fucking room. So yeah. Good effort there, mate.
Sorry about that.
How?
Yeah. No, I tried to blame it on a spider. I genuinely, at the time, didn't know that I triggered it. So
I had to watch the video back. And realised that you were lying to me. You were saying, NPC came along. Old Peculiar came along and he set it off.
Yeah.
Outside of like WoW and Minecraft, what are your tastes in gaming? What kind of games do you like? What are some of your favourite games?
Ooh. Well, I didn't see Simon for about 7 days when Torchlight came out.
Yeah.
But the same thing happened when Plants vs. Zombies came out as well. But also, I mean, we're huge fans of like Fallout 3.
New Vegas,
stuff like that. So, I mean, we're pretty broad, really. We like most games, but...
Do you both like the same games, or are there any games that one of you likes that the other thinks is dumb?
StarCraft, Lewis. That comes to mind.
I quite like StarCraft.
I love StarCraft. Good game.
I can't bear it.
I can't.
Why is that?
I can't play it because I'm just too...
No, but
too
no one can play it. I think that's the illusion that people put out there is that some people can, but no one can.
It's not playable.
I think it's just and AI. That's the only two, yeah.
I think I'm probably the opposite to Lewis because Lewis loves playing it, but he's terrible at it. I've never played it, but I'm fairly convinced that I would be possibly one of the best StarCraft players in the world.
It's a bit like Mike's pretty sure he's going to be one of the best League of Legends players.
I am.
In the
world. I am. No,
is that coming on any better than it was?
I guarantee you on that. Yeah, we're going to talk about League of Legends later in the show for sure. I will give you an update on my my travels towards the top 100 of League of Legends. I know you guys are very excited. talk about Rift a little bit. So you've also done some Rift videos, but that's just in the beta hanging around. What do you think of Rift so far? Great,
you've got
to
give Lewis a minute to for his brain to like kick in. The cogs have got to turn round.
Yeah.
Before he formulates a response.
I think there's like about a list of about 10 things that should be in WoW that are in Rift. And there's a list of about 50 things that aren't in Rift that are in WoW that you miss when you're playing Rift. Like there's no dungeon finder. Mm-hmm. The items are very poorly itemized and implemented. There's a lot of faff in the talent trees that WoW has now cut out. Whereas Rift has some very cool stuff like AoE looting and public quests that are, you know, excellent. And should and almost aren't, you know, there's no excuse they're not in WoW. I like certain things from Rift, but if I'm honest, I mean, I'm already getting a bit sick of it.
Really?
Oh, God.
It's been long.
The beta's not done.
Except from us playing today, you just... Because we did an instance today for the first time in Rift, and it was pretty hard work.
It's like the first instance, you know, noob level instance, and we just got, like, stomped, didn't we? And you got really angry.
But is that just because you went in with, like, 5 damage dealers, or how did that go?
No, I mean, you went in as a cleric, didn't you? And you didn't have a shield.
I was tanking, but it was like a
prop paladin with no shield. And I was thinking, that's no problem. And I was like a mage with the heal line.
A mage
like,
healer.
That's no problem.
And a tank without a shield.
Yeah, so...
So how could you not succeed? It seems like, again, beta's beta, I guess. Yeah, there must have been a bug there that stopped you guys succeeding.
That's probably, that or incompetence and... Yeah, maybe the dungeons are just overtuned at the moment. That's probably it.
People are saying it's pretty hard, but I don't know.
Royal Trump would like to know, what do you guys do other than make videos all day? What are your hobbies outside of video gaming or any other things?
Outside of video games?
I don't have any of those.
Just play video games all day long?
I kite surf.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Abseil. Rock climb.
I travel the galaxy on the USS Enterprise.
Like, it takes a long time.
I like going for walks with my girlfriend, Diana Troy. Yeah, we just hang out.
On the beach.
Yeah.
Holiday
on the holodeck,
planet.
Yeah.
Venus 4, or what the fuck.
Do you ever get confused and remember that, oh, nuts, I'm not actually William Riker? Or has that never happened?
Yeah.
What? That's never happened.
That's never happened yet. I can't wait until you wake up one day.
I'm definitely right.
The other question from the chat channel seemed to be how you met Hannah and where Hannah happens to be.
Oh, God.
She's over there. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, there she is right there.
She actually exists.
So, yeah.
How did you meet her again, Lewis?
World of Warcraft.
There you go.
And what was she playing at the time?
Space Chicken. Laser Chicken.
Really?
Yeah.
And was she playing a female character or a male character?
She plays a female character. I don't think there's... I mean, there's lots of guys who play girls, but I'm not sure there's many girls that play guy characters.
Yeah, I would always worry about that. But I assume that, you know... I don't know, because guys sometimes use the reason, oh, well, you know, if I'm going to be staring at the ass or something, might as well be a sexy female ass. I'm like, yeah, okay. And so that's, I don't know if a girl ever uses that same reason in, you know, for that.
They're not that shallow
like that. No.
I guess not. No, not quite as base. Yeah.
If it had a unicorn horn or sparkly face, then maybe they would be otherwise.
They got one on the front, but yeah.
All right. Mm. All right. We'll let that go. Yeah. Not only, of course, do we have Simon and Lewis on from the Yogscast today. Thank you very much for coming on with us, guys. We have the T on the show, the Terpster, the CEO of the Incredible Podcast. How are you doing, Terpster? What's new with you?
I'm doing awesome. Nothing much. I've been playing Rift as well, which has been great fun.
What do you think of Rift?
I've enjoyed it. I haven't played it as much as these guys, so it's all still quite shiny and new to me. I really like the way the kind of talent tree, soul tree thing works. And it feels a little bit more customizable. And I don't know how easy it is to switch and change later. But it kind of, from where I understand it at the moment, it looks like I could kind of start off playing like a hunter in WoW and then switch to be an arms warrior or something to that extent. You know, you've kind of got that kind of flexibility across the class. Which looks kind of exciting. And so far, you know, everything looks gorgeous. Like, graphically, it's obviously a new game, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I've definitely enjoyed it.
Well,
I've been playing a lot of Minecraft as well, but kind of being put off because these guys, if you see some of the settings, some of the scenes in the new series, there's, like, vast towns just built, and you know, everything actually kind of makes sense, like the way the beds are made and stuff like that. And I log back on, I've got my kind of cobblestone and dirt kind of mud hole, and it just doesn't have anywhere near the same allure to it. And it's
Are your plans for Minecraft? Where are the next videos? I guess everyone wants to know in the chat channel when the next Minecraft videos are coming out. But you do these. I mean, how does it set up? When's it come? What's coming next for the series?
Well, we're working on a particularly large mud hole, actually. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
good.
Oh, that would be good.
There you go. You'll feel right at home, Terpster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe we can borrow your world file, Terp.
You could do. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I did actually build something I was quite proud of, which was just I dug all the way down in a probably kind of like a 12 by 12 square, just all the way down. And I built like a sweet staircase, and I had like a glass ceiling on it. And then I got bored and poured lava down it and then water down it and just kind of filled it up.
All right.
And,
I think the first thing everyone does in Minecraft is dig all the way down. I think that's just what everybody does when they first play the game,
yeah.
Right? Mm. No? I think that's
generally
the first behavior. Do you plan these things out, or are you guys just like, we're going to play Minecraft, or how does it, how do you set these things up? Like, how do you get these things going?
He wants to know behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Stuff. Ooh.
Well, the thing is, we've had a lot of input from Notch. I mean, he has been a rock throughout our series. He really has. He has helped us out. So whenever we've had any problems, he's just gone in there and he's fixed it. You know, even
really?
If he's on holiday for 4 weeks in Canada, talking to, you know,
Valve
about, you know, $1 million business transactions, and he's recruiting new members of staff who have also been extremely helpful and made a lot of effort, you know, to do work on the art particularly. We've seen a lot of new art come out of Minecraft in the past, you know, 4 months since the new members of staff have joined. You know, there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah.
With the project.
Yeah.
Is old Peculiar acted by Notch? Is that who controls him?
We're not allowed to say. Contractually, we can't say.
We're like bound to like secrecy.
But could you say it's not Notch?
I'm going to say not Notch. Israfel is definitely not Notch's dead brother.
No, we can definitely not say that. That's not the case.
Right. Okay. Brilliant.
All right. Did we get anything out of that? All right. We'll let it go. Not only, of course, do we have Simon and Lewis on the show today, not only do we have Terpster on the show today, but ladies and gentlemen, we have 250 people sitting in the chat channel today. I think, let me see how many exactly we have.
We've got 1,435
viewers. Guests we have, guests we have 1,300 viewers. We have 1,300 people in the chat channel today. As we do every week, we will say, how's it going, everybody in the chat channel? Oh my gosh. Terpster, do you want to get started just calling out names?
Well,
we got 1,300 to go
through. Call out names.
Go ahead.
Blouse, Danielle, Dave Yognor. Ah, Dave Yognor.
Michael Gunn's there. Carlos. What's up, Carlos?
Donkey
Peculiar is there. Dave One Yognort. I love Simon Lewis. Toaster. Hello
Fumblemore.
There.
Fumblemore. I saw Fumblemore just scroll.
Yeah, there he is. He's blowing stuff up.
He's right
Stevenson 666.
Tina Barrett.
That's where she went. I didn't realize. Woody Bob, Massive
it was
Dynamic.
That it's actually the real Tina Barrett, because I don't think she's a big blouse, to be fair. She's certainly not producing any records.
Just trolling on the internet. That's a full-time job.
We have to send a special shout-out to Amical Toaster and Theophanes. They stepped up and modded for us today, Terpster, as well. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, in the chat channel. We really appreciate it. You can listen live to the show every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific, which I believe is 9 p.m. GMT. But we're actually at noon
today. Yeah, normally. But we've done it an hour earlier.
We went at noon today because that's just the way we roll. We just wanted to go earlier. And thank you very much for tuning in. You can always tune in every Sunday, or if you want, you can call or you can email us. You can email us anytime, night or day. The email address is theshow@incrediblepodcast.com, theshow @incrediblepodcast.com. We got some emails this week, and here is one of them. It says, "Hey Mike and M and the T, which I guess is us.
That's yeah, I guess so.
Bacon vodka is all very well, but what do you do if you don't drink booze and want a non-alcoholic alternative?" Yes, bacon vodka is something we've talked about on the show before. It is vodka.
Do you eat bacon?
Eat bacon, yeah, surely. That's bacon grease, isn't it? I don't know.
Well, that's one of our questions. We haven't had it answered yet. I thought we ground up the bacon and sprinkled it in or something. I don't know how they do it, but have you ever had bacon vodka? I presume not. Yeah, you guys.
Anyone in the world had bacon vodka?
Anyone in the world ever actually had
bacon. I reckon Kevin Bacon should make his own vodka. I think it should be just normal vodka, but you should call it bacon vodka. And people would be all like, ah. Oh. And people would be excited because it's Kevin Bacon, but at the same time disappointed because it's not actually bacon tasting.
The folks in the chat channel say actually that Granny Bacon is the person that makes bacon vodka.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Bacon vodka is all very well, but what do you do if you don't drink booze and want a non-alcoholic alternative? Well, now there is an answer, and he sent us to a website called dinnerinabottle.com.
dinnerinabottle.com.
On this website, there's a thing called meat water. Which is apparently an energy drink, and they've got a couple flavors here. One of them is Caribbean shrimp salad. That is a flavor of an energy drink. There's also grilled Thai beef salad. And grilled chicken salad. So I guess the idea is...
I'm not sure about any of those, in all fairness, so I guess as a drink.
Yeah.
I guess it sounds like space food.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be better just to have a meal and a glass of water?
Yeah, if you chewed it up and then just drank at the same time, you'd probably save yourself whatever the shipping is on that.
Yeah, just have yourself a salad on the side and then drink some water right next to it. But no, if you want to check it out, dinnerinabottle.com. He says, now there's an answer. That's all for now, Dave. P.S. In honor of your guest this week, Terpster is?
Minecraft something. Yog something. I don't know.
Dave Yognot, and he has the balls. I don't know.
Yeah. I like that. I can live with that. That's cool.
Terrible.
Yeah. Inside joke.
You don't have the balls, do you?
When you guys are at bars, you, Simon and Lewis, when you happen to go out, what's your drink of choice?
I like a Bloody Mary.
That's not bad. We've had that before. Didn't someone else say that, Terpster?
I'm sure someone else has, but I can't remember. It's like the 50th show, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, someone maybe has said that before. It's a good drink. It's not bad.
Simon, what do you have?
I quite like whiskey and Coke, I think. That's sort of my drink. Yes. Okay.
It's a good call. Like, nice, simple.
Very
I like it.
Normal answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you expect me to say? I like ground up Jaffa cakes and I just like inhale them instead of just like having a drink at a bar.
Possibly, actually. Yeah, I think that's what the chat channel were hoping for.
I think
that's
we could do something like that. Like,
we were praying for.
Sort of a Jaffa cake ice cream Kahlua.
That'd be good.
Mix. Delicious.
You could call it the Yogg's drink. Just straight up like that. Yeah. Jaffa cake milkshake.
So easy to brand.
Hello.
slap Yogs in front of it.
Hello, my dear Mike Schramm and Terpster. I got a quick question. Old Peculiar Ale. That's another good drink. You should brew a drink there called Old Peculiar Ale. I would like that. Hello,
that
my dear.
Exists.
It already exists.
That's why he's named
Old Peculiar.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Brilliant.
Is that a British thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a very famous ale.
All right.
Everyone's going to think now, hang on. So is there like a honeydew ale?
Yeah. Of course there is. You guys are idiots.
All of the characters are named after beverages, basically.
Hang on.
There
now
is
this
actually is... a ale. That's the thing.
There's a what ale?
Everyone is now Googling this. Everyone's tabbed out of the chat and are Googling it. I can't believe it.
It's true. There is.
Phil Gom says old peculiar sales are going to skyrocket.
Oh, definitely. Everyone's going to crack one open and watch the YouTube.
So this is the elephant in the room, Terpster. I wasn't sure if I was going to mention this or not, but I think this is the very first podcast where people from the UK have outnumbered people from the United States of America.
Yeah, no, it has been. And the thing is, what worries me is for any of our kind of American listeners, they just think it's me and you on the show because they won't hear any difference between, you know, the three of us.
Right. So, they'll just think
just going to think like Terps is a bit weird.
All versions of Terpsters. Well,
that makes no sense.
Right,
why is he talking to himself?
Have you guys been to the States at all?
I've been to San Francisco.
What did you think of US when you were here?
It was all right.
Wow. Wow. I praise indeed.
That's going to be on their tourist campaign next time. It was all right.
I've seen America on the telly.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't have to actually go there.
You're like an old man. I've seen it on the telly. God.
It's dangerous. People are getting like murdered and shot and shit. I don't want to go over there.
Over here, it's much gentler. It is much nicer. It's quite nice. Yeah.
All right.
It's all leafy lanes everywhere and quaint cottages. It's beautiful.
Castles.
Yeah, which reminds me, actually, I'm going to have to reschedule tea and crumpets tomorrow. I can't make it, so we'll have to do that another day.
You can make the national.
I just got all this jam as well.
What am I going to do with all this cream? Oh, God.
Oh, heavens above.
Here's Ose. He says, this is Gwilhelm Ray. He emailed us and he says, I got a quick question. I just listened to episode 49 of Tipwa and I have to say, I got quite intrigued over League of Legends. I want to try it out and play with Mike Interpreter, but I have no clue how to spell Mike's LOL name, which I said last week is Toucan Samurai, TouCanSamurai. Yes, Terpster, I've been playing League of Legends nonstop. I love this game.
Are you the very best yet?
I'm not the very best yet. I'm still trying to make it to level 30. I think I'm up to like level 25 or something like that.
But once you get to the
when I do, I will
be. Then you're gonna be the very best.
Simon Lewis, have you guys played League of Legends? Do you like this one? If you don't like StarCraft, you probably, I don't know if you like it or not, but
I love Han and I've played a lot of Han.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of my friends are playing LOL at the moment, mm-hmm. and they're poking me to play with them, but I'm not, so
it's really,
maybe I'll have a little go.
It's really fun. I like it better than Han, just because it's a little simpler. I don't know. That's one reason people like Han is because it's a little bit more complicated, and the graphics are a little bit more realistic. Obviously, League of Legends is a little more cartoony, but I like it a lot. And it's if you like that Dota style, obviously, I think it's the best one out there. So, Simon, have you jumped into League of Legends?
I haven't actually. No, I did manage to get hold of a beta key for it when it was out in beta, and I just wasn't interested enough to play it then. So gave Hon a shot. It's quite fun. The only problem with Hon is the actual community. The people who play it are terrible. They are a cancer on the face of the earth. It's a fun game to play with friends just to chill out, you know.
As far as multiplayer goes, though, not the greatest endorsement in the world there. But still, it might make it to the box. Who knows?
One of the worst gaming communities of all, aren't they? People who play Dota.
They're one of the more aggressive communities out there. Unforgiving, I guess.
But the thing is, if you play the game for like more than a few hours, you turn into that as well.
Right. And even in League of Legends, to a certain extent, it happens. Go ahead, Terpster.
I'm just saying you get so, you know, frustrated when you suddenly kind of understand it and you realize all these noobish things you were doing. And then when you see some absolute tard come in and make those same noobish mistakes, you're thinking, haven't you learned from my mistakes? Come on. And they're just, noobing the whole thing up. And and you start getting a little bit sweary. And before you know it, you're, I don't know.
It's very adrenaline fueled as well, though. It's actually very... It's amazing how quickly the games go by. They're like 45-minute games of Hon, and they just like zip past. Great. It's a really good game.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Dota 2 when Valve actually managed to make some headway on that.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, everybody, if you want to come join me, I have a nice little stable of players, Terpster from Tipwa that have jumped in. Although for the first time
I'm waiting for you to give up and go into League of Legends kind of management and just be like the team coach. And I just reckon all you would do is just give rousing speeches before. Be like, come on, go out there, make your dad proud.
Not actually play anymore. I did give up twice yesterday, but I'm back in now.
Now you're going to be the best, though, still. Yeah.
He says, I want to try it out and play with Mike Terpster, but I have no clue how to spell Mike's name. I spelled it before. And we have to set up the game night, too, Terpster. We've got to do that as well.
Yeah, what do you want to do that?
I don't know. Sure. This week I'm busy.
Next Thursday.
This week I'm actually busy. I'm going to be getting some headshots.
Oh, really?
Are
you playing COD or something?
What? No, better. Mike's going to be a movie extra in the Hollywood films.
Yeah, so we talked
Avatar
about. 2. Yeah, I'm being Avatar 2. So I'll see you guys there when you guys are all working on it. It'll be awesome. But yeah, as we talked about on this podcast before, I was told that I wanted to be a movie extra, and I went and filled out all the forms and everything, and they said, well, you need headshots. And I said, I don't want to get headshots. But finally this week I went in and signed up, so I'm going to have pictures taken of my face, and we'll see how that goes. Usually not well, Terpster, but we'll see.
Have you thought, like, you should go for more of a kind of niche-type look? So go, like, really scruffy and look, like, slightly deranged, because there's always mental people in films. And you could be one of them.
Yeah. No, I could be a crazy person. That's totally fine. The thing is, Here's the way it works. So I call this girl up, and she's like a photographer. She's going to take a headshot. She's going to, like, take pictures of me, obviously. And
Does she know what kind of pictures?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But she says, you need to send me a picture of yourself so that I can give you some looks to look at, like, to look what to look like. So I was like, okay.
Just blue still the whole way.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
just do the whole Zoolander range.
Straight up blue steel. I sent her a picture of myself, like that. I sent her the picture that Johnny V took at BlizzCon. I thought that was a really good picture. Yeah,
it was a good picture.
So I sent her a picture of myself, and apparently she's gonna call me on Monday, and she's gonna, like, tell me the looks that I should have. Like, I guess she
should be a really good pensive actor. I want to see you just lots of thinking, looking off frame.
Yeah.
Like there's something important you're thinking about.
I think she's going to be like, I want you to be like in a suit for one or in a t-shirt for one. Like, I don't know what she'll want me to do, but we'll see.
I want
to
see you dressed in jean shorts with a backwards baseball cap on as like an 80s rapper. I reckon that'd be sweet.
All right. Ken 2006 wants to know if Dead Space 2 is off the shelf for Simon. Have you guys played it?
I did a video yesterday that went up with me playing Dead Space 2.
Sweet.
I'm terrible at it. I'm terrible at it, and it scares the shit out of me. It's just not very fun for me to play. Thing is, I like the story. I like the setting, the characters. It's brilliant. But I just can't really bear to play it because it's just so fucking unpleasant.
It is, isn't it? And the thing is, like, the problem if you're doing a video is while people are watching it, they're not there with you. Like, if someone's there with me and I'm playing like that, I kind of man up and I'm like, oh, yeah, this isn't bad. This is a computer game. And you kind of remind yourself. But if you're playing by yourself, like, no, I don't want to be that scared. I don't want to pay to be scared. And, you know, to broadcast that fear to the internet is brilliant. It's really brave of you. Very inspiring.
Thank you. Wow.
Did you play?
Tearing up here, mate.
Did you play through the first one?
I did. Yeah. And that was a bit of a slog. Especially like the zero gravity bits.
Yeah, because I don't like scary games either. I could not play Alan Wake, as we detailed on this podcast. It freaked me out. I just couldn't do it. But I did play through the first one because I liked the game so much. Like, the game was really well done, and I really enjoyed it. So I just went. So I'm looking forward to playing Dead Space 2. But you would say Dead Space 2 is scarier than the first one.
I think you get used to the style of the combat, and you get confident behind your weapon after a while, and you start feeling safe.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time...
problem with Dead Space 2 is it starts just immediately, and you're thrown into the situation, and you have to just run. You don't have any weapon. You're wearing a straitjacket, and you just have to get through all of these horrible creatures that are attacking you. So straight away, you're in the thick of things. You're thrown in at the deep end, and...
It scars
you're just so powerless, you know. You don't have a big gun, you can't hide, you just have to keep running.
Simon sounds like a victim of abuse, just like you can't do anything.
I'm like curled up in the fetal position now. Just
it's what it's like.
People are throwing a bunch of games that they want. They are wondering if you guys have played in the chat channel. DC Universe Online, have you played it yet?
We've both got subscriptions to it. We haven't actually played it because Simon's computer just couldn't handle it. It just literally died, so we got him a new computer. We're going to probably play it this week. We'll put out a video, see how it's responded, and that might be it. I mean, Total Biscuit's doing a lot of DC Universe coverage, and Jesse Cox, I know, they're fellow members of the Game Station, so we don't really want to tread on their toes too much, but, you know, they've got that pretty much sewn up. So the other thing is Magicka, which we're looking forward to playing.
And yeah.
I think we need to find someone to co-op with. Total Biscuit's been very, very busy, but we, you know, there is the possibility that we could do something with him. We like him, and he's our friend, so...
I heard good things about Magicka for sure. So, have to see how that works out. I haven't played yet either, though. Hey, Mike and Terpster, I'm a long-time listener, first-time emailer. I've recently finished building my first computer, and I've begun shopping around for a monitor. Well, congratulations on building your computer. The problem is I'm not sure what I should be looking for in a good monitor, primarily for gaming. If you guys have any insight on this or even some suggestions as to particular products, I'd appreciate it. I've determined that I want a widescreen monitor with HDMI support, but that's about as far as I've gotten. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Get the biggest one you can afford.
Well, that's the thing. I've actually been in this situation. I've been in the same situation, and that's basically what I resolve to as well, is just how big can I get one? Yeah, that'd do then. But yeah, it's all good. The thing is, like, I was shopping, and they've got, like, 3D ones. And I was thinking, like, do I want a 3D one?
No.
I thought, no, I don't really want a 3D one. But then I was thinking, but what if it takes off? What if, like, everyone's, like, it's playing games and being like, ah, oh, but it's in 3D? I know. And the thing is what you're saying, Lewis, in my head, that's what I'm hearing in the back. But then I'm also hearing the, but maybe it will. Maybe people like glasses. Maybe people are like, maybe I want to wear glasses on my glasses, you know? And I don't know. I'm torn. But yeah, I went, in the end, I've gone for a Samson monitor because they seem to have quick monitors, fast response times, and it's all about the response times and the contrast ratio. Those are the two things to look for.
That sounds technical.
And you want a big number with contrast ratio and a small number with response time.
I think you're overcomplicating it, really. I mean, for all intents and purposes, just get like 24 inch as cheap as possible.
Full HD.
Yeah. I got a 24 inch Dell, and it's a nice monitor, and I got it on sale. It was on sale at some point, and it was pretty cheap. So there you go. Get as big as you can.
Get another one as soon as you can, because two of them are just awesome.
What kind of setup are you rocking?
We're both rocking i5s with, like, I'm an i5 750. Simon's the new, like, Sandy Bridge processor.
Ooh.
I've got, like, I think we both got 4 gig of RAM. We've both got Radeon, like, I think it's 4850 HD or something. It's quite, it's one that I can't, it might not be, that might not be the right
6870.
Oh, the new one. Nice.
6870. Yeah, I think mine's a 6850. It's like basically I'm just slightly lower model than Simon.
And aren't you the one who does all the recording though as well?
Well, but I got my PC 6 months ago and he got his 2 weeks ago. So
yeah, that's the difference. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Mike and Terpster, this is Futzka. I wanted to apologize to Mike for leaving a League of Legends game last night. Yes, Terpster, most of the Tipwa people that I've met in League of Legends have been awesome. This guy walked out. He walked out on one of our games last night.
Why was that? Was it because you noobed it up?
He said, no, wait, why would you automatically jump to me noobing it up? That never happens.
I don't know, because you're not the very best yet, so there's no shame in admitting if you're a bit rubbish.
I'm great. He says, my computer gave me a blue screen and then wouldn't boot up. I finally got it fixed, but it's still acting a little weird.
That happened to me in a Dungeon Finder group earlier, because, like, the healer was totally fell, and I was like, oh, no, my computer just blue screened. I mean, I play on a Mac.
My dog's on fire.
Yeah, no. Oh, a swan. And yeah, and so I couldn't complete the group. But yeah, that's nice that he sent you an email.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll have to play again next time you're on. Yeah, like, that's going to happen if you leave my match. I was also wondering if you or Terpster have ever seen a show called An Idiot Abroad. You guys have seen that, right?
Yeah. Carl Pilkington, yeah.
I know Terpster likes Ricky Gervais, and I thought it was pretty funny. Love the show. Futzka. So, we have... We have phone calls to go through. I was going to talk about more British stuff, but you guys know all about British stuff, right? Because you're from Britain.
Yeah, we're pretty familiar with it, I think. Yeah.
No, but Piers Morgan started over here, and it's a big deal now. Do you know Piers Morgan?
Piers Morgan. No, we're glad to get rid of him. I don't understand why people would want to watch him, except maybe in a cage with a bear. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mentioned this before. I don't know why we chose it. Like, that's an American institution, the late night show. I don't know why we chose a British guy to come over and do it. But
probably because they do it better. Even our worst is probably better than your best. But
Wait, what? We have two voicemails this week. If you'd like to call us, you can do so. It's 1-830-4-TERPS-4 is the phone number. You can call us at 1-830-4-TERPS-4. Or you can do what this guy did. And you can just save your voicemail as an MP3 and send it along to us at theshow@incrediblepodcast.com. Here's our buddy Scoot, Terpster.
Hey, Scoot Jansen.
Hello, Mike and Terpster. It's Scoot Jansen here again. I know I haven't called in a while, but I've been busy doing other things like getting my driving permit. Well, I need to write a speech for my public speaking class, and I was wondering if you guys in the chat room wanted to give me some topics. Pretty much anything is good. And, well, nope. That's for me, guys. Hope you can give me some good topics. Love the show.
All right, thanks, Scoot. He was wondering
public
if anybody in the...
Holocaust. That's a good thing to talk about. That'll liven things up a bit.
It's. I'm not sure quite what the class brief is, but yeah, maybe. Maybe it's something you could talk about.
He was wondering if people in the chat channel could give me topics, so we'll just let the chat channel give him some.
I think that would probably be the worst place to
How
ask.
How far can you put your fist up a donkey's ass, says Granny Bacon.
That seems uncharacteristic.
Harold Smith, in his book, Lube and Me, you wrote a whole paragraph on the donkey.
A whole paragraph?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a very big book, in fairness.
It's generous.
In context, that's quite a big part of that.
It seems uncharacteristic of Granny Bacon to say something like that. I don't know. Simon Lewis, give him a good solid topic for his class there. Congratulations on the driving permit, by the way. That's good.
A driving permit? I thought it was a driving hermit. And I was thinking, like, what? Surely that's just like, that's a gypsy. Well, like, I don't know.
A driving hermit?
Anyway.
Was that just like a person that stays in it all the time, but in their car all the time?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just driving in their house.
All right. Well, Scoot Jansen is a good listener. He is working hard in school, and he needs a good topic. Simon Lewis, you want to give him a good, solid topic to talk about?
Simon?
I think he should talk about something that he knows about, because if he just tries to, like, talk about some hip topic or something...
Like
quite advanced, he'll just end up talking out of his ass and look like a fool. So he should pick something that he's familiar with.
All right. It's good advice.
He could talk about podcasts, his favorite podcasts.
Ah, his favorite podcasting duo. One,
maybe, yeah.
There you go. All right. I don't know. Terpster, capitalism. I'm going to just throw out capitalism.
You like that? I don't know what you talk about with that.
It's just a pretty good topic.
America, all it is capitalism. The only way. otherwise, you're red, in which case you're dead.
It's just a good.
That would be the end of it.
It's a good speaking topic. It's a good broad speaking topic. You can go into. It's not dirty.
But then you might
as
well talk about the weather if you're going to be broad and pointless.
Ooh, the weather's good.
You know?
You could talk about extreme weather, like tornadoes.
Extreme weather. That'd be good. Yeah. Or Australia, and just. Where
is Australia in general?
About...
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. All that's going on there, that you just read out the newspaper, basically.
I think there's probably some people in the chat channel that would help him out with Australia if he's going to talk about that.
They would
know.
Exactly.
You
could do like a case study. No one else would have spoken to an Australian about the state of like the flooding and stuff.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
That's above and beyond.
Yeah. All right. Here's another voicemail for us. Again, if you want to give us a call, it's 1-830-4 Turps. It's TURPS-4. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Neil from Kentucky. You were talking about League of Legends the other day, and I just wondered, what are your three favorite characters? I have preference to Evelynn, the crazy ninja girl, Twitch, the rat with a cigar, and Pantheon, the This is Sparta ripoff guy. And I just wondered if you have three favorite characters. I was almost wondering...
All right, hang on. Before we go into the next.
I think that was windscreen wipers, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what. Well, it's winter in the United States. There's a lot of inclement weather around, you know? So you got to be careful out there.
Hey, it's summer over here in Britain, so we weren't really aware of that. Sorry.
my three characters lately are Ryze, Nunu, and I hate to say it, but I really like Ashe as well. I'm good with Ashe. Cause
really, Ashe?
It's a new character, but yeah. And then he has more questions here. I guess information.
Star Child.
I don't know what he's going to say. Star Child? Soraka? You like Soraka?
What are yours, Simon?
Yeah. Char Lizard. Char Lizard. Yeah. Bulbasaur.
Good.
And the other one.
Squirtle.
Squirtle. That's the one. Yeah.
That's the one.
They're my three favorites.
They're all awesome.
Okay.
Terpster?
Yeah, no, just Star Child.
All right.
Just
cool.
Easy win.
I'm a big fan of, you know, the British Empire, but
okay.
I like democracy too.
Sure.
So what would happen if, you know, Barack Obama decided he wanted to, I don't know, divorce his wife?
What?
And marry the Queen of England?
Whoa.
She's a little bit of a gilf. I mean...
gilf?
Hasn't the Queen got a say in this?
What'd you say?
She's... Sorry, Neil.
I don't know. I think all I can say is I think you made your choice in 1776. I don't think our queen's going to take you back, really. Rack's got to buy a really nice present.
Well, sure. Yeah, that could happen.
Like, I don't know, like an iPad.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like, with 3G in it, you know, the expensive one.
Get
you
Barack know, Obama. Saying,
yeah.
Showing up with an iPad.
I think the problem is that Barack Obama is of mixed race. And so, therefore, he's not inbred enough to marry into the royal family. So that's never going to happen.
That's quite racist of you, I think. But we'll see you there.
Democracy or something. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Thanks.
All right. See, this is an important question that our listeners are asking here. Just
it is,
in case.
I honestly don't think it would ever happen, Mike. I think it's...
Really, Terpster? You can't consider a universe where Barack Obama would bring an iPad over to marry the queen.
I'm a bit worried about Neil, actually. He sounded like he was having an asthma attack towards the end there. Like he'd...
Yeah, have we got his number? Should we phone him back?
I'm just a bit concerned for his health and well-being. I know he's one of your valuable listeners.
Maybe he had like a manual-powered windscreen wiper, and because they were going. You know, maybe that would take a bit of energy.
He's pushing it back and forth. I don't know. It's an important thing. This is the kind of stuff that we talk about on the Incredible Podcast, Amazing Awesomeness. This is the way it works out. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
well,
say no. If George Washington came back as a zombie with his wooden teeth, he'd be in for a shout.
Be in for a shout is what he'd be in for.
I reckon he'd have a chance.
All right, great. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm going to let's wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much to Simon and Lewis from Yogscast. Thank you very much, guys, for coming on today.
It's a pleasure.
And what wonderful, wonderful show to be on. Thank you.
What can we? I like the sarcasm. What can we look forward to? What do you have planned next? What are you working on next? Are we gonna see a DCUO video? Because I'd like to see that, but.
Yeah, you'll see all sorts of amazing stuff.
And more Minecraft? What can you tease us with anything?
Well,
just a tip.
It's worth mentioning that we have actually been trying to host a multiplayer server, and we put like the old our world up on there, which was a little bit limited. We cut out, you know, just Mistral City, and we had Yogdorps running around. And that was kind of quite fun.
Really? Has that kind of have people just completely obliterated it, or do you like? Stop people
it
from
did burn down.
Stuff.
It did burn down.
Like several times.
Reset, yeah.
We turned fire off, we turned flint and tinder off, but it burned down about three times over the course of like 2 hours.
Just, I love the ingenuity of it. You know, you can try and turn it off, but they will find a way to destroy it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's a great
like
community.
Dresden.
And where can people find you guys? Like on YouTube and stuff. What do they search for?
Minecraft. We're the first result.
Really? There you go. Yep.
Really?
Just look for Minecraft. Don't even worry about Yogscast. What's the address for Yogscast?
Yogscast.com.
There you go. We've got we got some emails from them, but I think we pretty much talked about it. Hi Yogscast. This just came in. It's from Longplay23 in Bournemouth. Is that in the UK somewhere?
Bournemouth. Bournemouth. There's no
Bourne
in it.
Bournemouth. I don't know. Hi Yogscast, I was wondering how did Simon and Lewis meet? We already talked about that in World of Warcraft. Were you guys in a guild together, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's yeah.
All. That's the story. Done.
Yeah. Just rewind the podcast.
Yeah. Just go back and listen.
When
you
did
hear
they
all
send
that.
This email, Mike? They just sent it just now.
And will you do any Skyrim videos once it's released? Because you like Fallout, so Skyrim.
Oh yeah. One thing I can say is that like one of my friends might be like. Helping out with a multiplayer mod for Fallout, so we might be able to have a look at that, which would be fucking amazing. Because that's one of our big gripes with Fallout and Oblivion in general, that you know, it's never been very efficiently multiplayer, and it would be really good. I kind of liked Borderlands that style, and I liked playing Saints Row 2, the co-op in that. I mean, I think you know we do play co-op games, you know, and so it's difficult for us to get into a game if it's single player.
Cool.
That makes sense. I only play with friends. That sounds wrong. But yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I'm glad of that. I was just wondering if you guys could only play one game. If you know, Notch came down.
Desert Island said, Discs. Yeah.
If he said you can only play one game from here on out.
Forever.
What would you?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It is.
Well,
oh God. Yeah, it's really, really pushing the questions here.
I don't know. Is World of Warcraft going to still be going in 20 years?
Yeah,
they're going to be making new expansions. So, Yeah. I mean, I have to go with that probably. But I just want to say before we go that, you know, the Minecraft, you ain't seen nothing yet kind of thing. So.
I just, I honestly want to have whoever builds your worlds to build mine, because my Minecraft sucks. Like, honestly, I'm like a special kid wallowing in the mud. And you know, as much fun. That's why I enjoy watching the videos, because I feel like I'm having, you know, the fun you guys are having. And so, thank you. This is very. Wow. It's getting up now, but I don't mind. I don't care anymore. Thank you. It's great. Keep doing it, and I'm looking forward to more.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I second that completely. Thank you so much. Simon Lewis from Yogscast, thank you so much for coming on today. And obviously you can follow them in the Yogscast videos. And someone else was asking about the Yogs Pod. Those coming soon?
They're very infrequent, really, aren't they? Or is that the feed that I've got?
They're not a high priority, really.
Thing about doing podcasts is it's a lot of work. And especially since I've always felt that the podcast should, that we put out should be, you know, of a high quality.
See, we don't care. Yeah, we just do it every week. Yeah. We don't worry about it at all.
that was a lovely comment there. But it's good. I think this might be of quality to some people with low standards.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm not saying anything about yours. Yeah. I'm just saying that I am very, very picky, and therefore I end up like just cutting so much out. That we, you know, we record for an hour and there's only like 5 minutes, and then Simon goes for a smoke and I forget about it, and then, you know, it's much more difficult to organize two people together to do stuff, as you are aware, you know.
Sure. All right, well, thanks again, Simon and Lewis. Thanks again, Simon Lewis, for coming on today. We really appreciate it. As I do every week, I will thank Terpster for being on his own podcast. Thank you, Terpster.
Thank you very much, Mike. We should probably thank our sponsors as well,
right? Doghouse Systems.
Doghouse Systems. If you want to buy a computer instead of building one yourself, so it works, then go on over to doghousesystems.com, use the code TIPOWER, and you'll get an extra $25 Jinx voucher, and you help out the show, so it's always welcome.
Sweet. You already. Everyone is asking for the Diggy Diggy Hole. I got to get the title exactly right.
I don't want
song.
I want
we already sang
voice.
It. Right, we already sang it. Voice. We already sang it already. So.
I want to have a creeper voice. I like the creeper voice.
Well, I don't want to put him voice. On the spot, but if you would.
It's a very nice podcast you have there. Shame if something were to happen to it.
I really want that to replace the in the game. That'd be brilliant.
He just walks up with that voice.
I would like that if the creep is just set that.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.